Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the evil of the trans violence, that is the transsexual violence and mass murders in America today. The evil. Frank and Graham called it sheer evil that walked into that school, Christian school, killed the pastor's 9-year-old daughter and other students and 3 adults. Sheer evil. And that's what we can call it, and I believe would be biblical, on good, solid biblical grounds to say that. In fact, in Ecclesiastes 9:3, the heart of man is full of evil, the scripture says. We're talking with one of our 4 sons, Greg. Greg's got just a few more moments before he has to get back to other things. But Greg, I'm interested in, seriously interested in the fact that the police chief Nashville, Tennessee, has said to several different reporters, and I've read probably 8 or 10 articles where in the article someplace, the question is asked, do you think this was a targeted event? And without equivocation, the police chief has said yes. Now, he's got a reason for saying that. In fact, the police chief has said just as late as yesterday, when asked by reporters once again about the manifesto that was left by this he, she, shim that did the mass murder in the Christian school in Nashville. And the police chief said it was targeted and that they would say more about the reason he says that later. But they're refusing to reveal the content of the manifesto. In fact, they've made a declaratory statement that we will not reveal what's in the manifesto until after the investigation is all over. Why? What is the motivation? Greg, I reckon the question I have for you, what, in your opinion, can be found or will be found in that manifesto?
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, understand if the roles were reversed, we would already know that that individual had a Donald Trump tie on and had a Rush Limbaugh book on the shelf and the Bible open on his table, and it was an evil Christian bigot that did this horrible act. We would have already seen interviews with a dozen neighbors and all that sort of stuff. The reality is, in less than 30 minutes, I will walk in and meet with yet another school, church, security team. Understand, believers across the United States have to make sure that their facilities are secure. Understand that, you know, and you're very well of the stats, well aware of the stats, and the thousands of church shootings that have taken place. Those church shootings aren't random acts of violence. For the most part, they are targeted shootings, targeted murders, targeted killings, because the left hates believers, hates what the Word of God has to say, hates the truth of the Word of God. Now, keep in mind, when I say the truth of the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God is, guess what, folks? If you fall into that category of sin, believers don't hate you. Believers love you enough to tell you the truth. believers right. love you enough to share the love of Jesus Christ with you. Here we're just days away from Palm Sunday being celebrated. We're just a week and a half away from Easter Sunday being celebrated. This is the highest, most beautiful time of year, both being springtime, being Easter, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is a beautiful thing, and Satan would like to sully it, would like to destroy it, would like to muddy it, would like to destroy it if given the opportunity. We're not going to give up. We will love you. We will also love our children enough to defend our children from the shootings right. that come into the schools, and defend them from the drag queen story hours and the perversion that it seems like the left is okay with. The left is okay with mutilating children. The left is okay with twisting their young minds and ultimately destroying their lives. And we're not okay with that.
And Greg, you touched on that. That's one of the things that I believe this Shim, the 28-year-old mass murderer, they're not calling it a mass murder for the first time in the history of the multiple shootings at one time. That's not being said today in this case. But I believe this individual rejected because the mother said that they were already having family issues about her, quote, sexuality. So she hated her mother. She hated the family. She hated the fact that her mother and dad, evidently from what I've read, were, quote, religious people. What that connotes, only God knows. But I assume it's in the Christian, category. She hates the fact that she was sent to that school where I'm sure the pastor preached against the sin of the sodomite lifestyle, where the teachers and the entire school had a basic code of ethics that said that was sin, that was wrong, and yet she was, quote, forced to go there in her mind. And so it was a retaliation based on all that I've read. It was a retaliation against God, retaliation against God's people, retaliation against God's church, a retaliation against God's word, and retaliation against anything that's moral, ethical, and biblical that was being manifested in the heart and the life of that evil, wicked deed that took place. So I'm concerned about the fact, though, that we're, as you said, in a nation where there's a push to embrace and to celebrate the sodomite lifestyle. Greg, I'll take just one more moment. But as I understand the scripture in Romans chapter 1, it is very, very clear, speaking of the sodomite lifestyle, the LGBTQ agenda, the homosexual agenda, however you want to couch it, that the scripture says in Romans 1:24, God gave them up to uncleanness. In Romans 1:26, God gave them up to vile affections. And then in Romans 1:28, it says, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The word reprobate means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And you find that to be the fact with those that are in society today. And you talked about the school and the church shootings. Most are not aware of the fact that since 1999, we've had over 1,200 church and church school-related shootings, over 1,200 since 1999. And much of it is promulgated from the mindset that you're not going to tell me how to live, you're not going to tell me what the Bible says and what I must do, and there's a rebellion and a vengeance. One other thing, Greg, I understand in multiple articles that the LGBTQ community across America had already scheduled through social media, through tweeting, through Instagram, and through Facebook, already scheduling March the 31st through April the 1st as being the day of vengeance, the day of vengeance. What do you know about that? What does that connote? Is it possible this person thought, well, I'm going to start a little early. I'm going to get my claim to fame rather than it being wrapped up in those across the nation. In fact, Elon Musk with Twitter just took down all of the tweets that's trying to schedule the riots and the shootings across America that's supposed to take place on the day of vengeance from the sodomite LGBTQ people in America. How do you relate to that? How do you respond to that? And then we'll let you go.
Listen, violent rhetoric has always been tolerated and even embraced by the left You know, when Schumer threatened Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, nothing was done. When Kavanaugh had his streets lined with protesters, nothing, even though that's a violation of federal law, nothing was done about it. When Maxine Waters encouraged people to terrorize conservatives, nothing was done about it. Understand, the left is fine with inciting violence on their side. They're absolutely fine with it. And they proclaim the whole time their fear, their trepidation, their concern, horror, they're horrified, mortified, petrified at right-wing violent extremism. Where is it? Where is that right-wing violent extremism? They've been talking about it for decades. Where is it? Well, the Murrah Federal Building. You go, really? One lunatic decade? That's the best you got, folks? Really? We're seeing it every day. We saw it for years with them burning cities to the ground. And then those people were bailed out by the likes of Kamala Harris and her pals. Bailed out. And then those that weren't bailed out were just turned loose by liberal DAs all across the United States. Tons of these folks committing these heinous acts have been released by DAs that don't want to enforce the law, unless you're a conservative, in which case they'll put you under the jail. But back to your point with Romans 1, understand all those things, you know, all the evils come in that Romans 1 text because they change the truth of God into mm-hmm. a lie. Mm-hmm. And they're presented with the truth. And what do? They reject it because that, in verse 21, they when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened. That's the source. That's the root of the chaos. This young lady had her parents probably spend significantly more, because you have to pay a second time to send your child to a Christian school in this country. You pay all the taxes that every good person pays, and then you get to pay again in order to send your child to a school that won't teach them the horrific things you're seeing in these government-controlled schools today. So they love their child enough to put that child in an environment where perhaps they would not be corrupt, and then perhaps they'd receive a good education, and perhaps they would be introduced to their Creator. And look at how the left views that with disdain, with horror, and with hate. Matter of fact, that's the ultimate. The left would like to proclaim all these different hate crimes, but it's not a hate crime when you murder a group of Christians. I don't understand that. By the way, anybody that's willing to murder somebody, there's a whole lot of hate going on in their heart before they're willing to pull the trigger or pull out the knife. There's a whole lot of hate in their heart before they push them downstairs or push them in front of a subway train. By the way, that's going on a lot these days. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take a gun. It can be anything from fertilizer and diesel fuel to a stone to a gun to a knife. It literally, those are all merely tools. And by the way, left, you have to stop this garbage of hate, unless you can call it equally on both sides. It is hate. It's a special level of hate. You got to call it out as a hate crime. They're all hate crimes again, but this is a hate crime. It's clearly it's a hate crime, and I believe it's also terrorism because it has an objective of making political change, social change. Special level of evil going on here. We need to call it out for what it is. Speak the truth in love.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Hug your bride for us and have a blessed day. Thank you for calling.
I'm very thankful for you. Have a wonderful day yourself. Love you so much.
Thank you. Love you. God bless you. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
This is Kenneth. I'm a chick.
Hey, Kenneth.
Dead on point. But I would like to pray for the families of those poor little kids.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Nashville.
Yes. We need to pray for the families. We need to pray for the ones that are now suffering untold anguish and grief as a result of the loved one being gone, tragically taken. And we need to pray for and thank God for law enforcement that showed itself to be excellent in the carrying out of neutralizing the danger at that school. The police officers in Nashville did a superb, excellent, professional job in carrying out the task. I'm thankful for that. Yeah, Kenneth, you're exactly right. We need to pray for those families and pray for the health and encouragement for those that are left behind.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm going to tell you, my heart go out to number one. But the way this government, this administration, should I say, they're taking us down the rabbit hole.
Well, one of the things that we see in what you're saying, Kenneth, is so apropos, because what we're seeing manifested in the shooting in the Christian church school is as a result of the aura and the mindset and the benchmark that's been set by the Biden administration in pushing everything that's immoral, unholy, and ungodly in our nation today. We need to keep praying, keep looking up. We need to turn back to the Bible. As one writer said, we need revival desperately in America. We need to get back to the Word of God. We're going to talk about that in just a moment also. But, Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for calling. And keep praying for those families. And God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Today, hail is in hail.
Yeah, that is a skew or turn on the word.
Yes, yes. But, Dr. Youngblood, did you ever think you would see evil as pervasive it is today?
I never would have dreamed it. But, Tom, one of the things that's bringing this about is because we've rejected God and God's plan for humanity. God said He created male and female, and somehow, some way, that's been totally perverted. We've rejected God's plan for man as a nation. We've denied God through God's Word. We've abandoned God. We've abandoned God's Word. We have abandoned our children. We've turned our children, our kids and our grandkids have been turned over to the reprobate, governmentally controlled schools. I've said to parents, I'd rather see a child being brought up being an academic dummy than to be brought up in the public basin where there's the brainwashing and the sexualization of our kids. This individual that did this murder, this shooting, had done so, I believe, as a rebellious act against God's word, against God's people, against God's preacher, against God's school, God's institution, that was the Christian school there. I believe it's very, very clear, and it is my opinion, and perhaps you heard me saying to Greg a moment ago, it's my opinion if they ever release the truth of the manifesto that that person left behind, I believe it will spell out in detail because the police chief in Nashville has already said that there's no doubt about this being a targeted shooting. And the only way he can make such a de facto statement is by knowing something that has not been revealed to the public. And I'm in a total sense of, how would you say, feeling of absolute amazement and surprise that the police chief is unwilling to release the manifesto. I believe some political pressure has been placed because, you see, if you release that manifesto and it says what I believe that it says, it's going to cause the sodomites to be angry and to accuse the police department and the police chief and those police officers that carried out their duties. In fact, they're already saying that in one article I read that the police were persecuting and had slain one that should not have been. There's the mindset that we need to leave those alone. How do you take that? What do you think is in that manifesto, Tom?
Dr. Youngblood, it makes me think about Sodom and Gomorrah, mm-hmm. and how Lot, that the whole town, both those cities, were totally corrupt. And that's the way we're going. We're going just a totally corrupt society. And that just... You can't have a civil society and not have any rules whatsoever. But it just makes me realize why that there has to be a rapture and why we have to be taken out of here is because it will be totally corrupt, totally. So
absolutely.
I see Bible
in fact,
prophecy unfolding.
Yes. In fact, in Matthew chapter 24, I believe it's right page, right column in my Bible, and I believe it's about verse 9, 10, 11, someplace in there, that the world will be filled with lawlessness. And that's what we see happening today. In fact, I'm looking at the article that I referred to earlier. The title of the article says, "Did the shooter target a Christian school for religious reasons?" The police chief speaks. Here's what the police chief said. Chief Drake said during the press conference, she targeted that particular church, end quote. Now, how can he make such a definitive statement if he does not have something to go to validate that statement? I don't think the police chief would have made just an incoherent statement. I believe he knows that it was a targeted shooting. Targeting the ones that were shot, I don't believe they were shot indiscriminately. I believe they were targeted because the shooter walked in and started going down the hallway, if you look at all of the video, knowing where she was going, what she was looking for, what room she would be finding them in. But, Tom, you're exactly right. We're watching the evil take place, and I believe the evil is going to continue to be promulgated around the globe, intensified around the nations as a result of our loose, lax, lost liberal mindset, as I call it, where we've abandoned the Bible, we've rejected God, we've rejected God's word, we've embraced the LGBTQ agenda. In fact, every mainline denomination, to a greater or less degree, they have appeased and embraced the sodomite lifestyle. Multitudes of denominations, as you know, Tom, multitudes of denominations have already taken in the sodomite lifestyle to be pastors, to be deacons, to be active church members. In fact, one recent president of the Southern Baptist Convention a couple, 2 or 3 years ago said that we need to love the LGBTQ agenda people, bring them into the church, let them participate in the church role and leadership and worship with us. That will destroy the morals, ethics, and the values in any church. What's your take on that?
Yes, I think you're exactly right. But Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for the broadcast, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for your call, Tom, and have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that rage that they call it. I call it the evil of the transsexual violence and mass murder that's taking place. In fact, I do not have the article before me, but the last 4 or 5 major mass shootings were carried out by transsexuals, transgendered, sexually dysphoric people that carried out the horrific crimes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says the media twists themselves into knots on how to identify the transgender school shooter. In fact, the media now has gone back and cleaning up all of their printed material, all of their online material, not identifying the shooter as female, but just simply saying transgender. There's a mindset somehow, some way, that we are forbidden to in any way speak the truth, even though the truth is spoken in love. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. Looking at another headline, says, in wake of the Nashville shooting, Twitter cracks down on the Trans Day of Vengeance. Twitter removed thousands upon thousands of posts promoting a Trans Day of Vengeance following Monday's shooting. The article goes further. The Trans Radical Activist Network posted the Trans Day of Vengeance on their Twitter pages, scheduling activities for March the 31st through Saturday, April the 1st. The event, including firearms training and plans to protest in front of the Supreme Court and other buildings across America. Twitter action comes after Audra Hale, a 28-year-old female shooter who identified as transgender, killed 3 children and 3 adults at the Covenant Christian School in Nashville, Tennessee, before being engaged and fatally wounded by law enforcement after reporting entering into the school shooting through the door. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today that we have put ourselves in. As Americans, we have brought ourselves down, devolved to the position that we're in today because we've abandoned God. We've abandoned God's word. In fact, in most political meetings today, they're forbidden to have any prayer in Jesus' name. You can pray in the name of Allah. You can talk about Muhammad, but you cannot pray in the name of Jesus. Christian persecution is on the rise. In fact, I'm looking at one article that says from the Heritage Foundation reports reveals that systemic persecution of Christianity is global. We are watching the persecution, the prosecution of Christians, and in America, it is top burner for the Biden administration today. Everyone has his or her own truth rather than the truth of the Word of God. And here's some of the survey statistical data that I want us to talk about in these last few minutes. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is what has brought us to the point of where we are today. This latest survey says that only 38% 38% of Americans say that patriotism is important. It's down from 70% in 1998. Further, the statistical survey says only 39% of Americans say that religion is an important part of their life. Only 39%. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, 39% might say that it's important in their lives, but I believe the statistical data shows that between 9 and 11% of that 39% are actively involved in a local New Testament church in America. We have abandoned God. We've abandoned God's word. We have invited the evil, wicked, demonic activities to promulgate itself in our nation today. Today, only 4% of the executive pastors have a biblical worldview. Only 4% of the executive pastors have a biblical worldview. And ladies and gentlemen, only 11% of the preaching pastors, hear me, this is the George Barna report in this portion. Only 11% of the preaching pastors, cross-denominational lines, have a biblical worldview. And ladies and gentlemen, 55% of today's millennials believe that truth is what you deem it to be, that everybody has their own truth. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to do anything in America and not expect there to be a major, major, major demonic repercussion as a result of it. This article says, Nashville Christian school shooter identified as transgender. Further in the article, it talks about the tragedy occurs just days before a planned day of vengeance by the transgender activists across America. Police said that the tragedy was a targeted attack and that the shooter was a former student at the Covenant Christian School, a private school, left behind a manifesto. And this article again states it took place just days before the planned day of vengeance by the transgender activists across America. I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, that all churches put little signs up at the entrance or someplace that's posted to be seen that this is not a gun-free zone. This is not a gun-free zone. We cannot continue to go, ladies and gentlemen, on the basis that somehow, some way, we're church, and as a result of being a church, we're protected. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that security is the key. I'm looking at one article that says the trans shooter preferred a target, the preferred target had too much security. There was a list, according to the police chief, that him had a list of places that she was going to shoot up that morning. And the first one was going to be a mall. Got to the mall and found too much security and turned back. And the second thing on the agenda was the Christian church school, because there was no security, and that was on the agenda to go in and shoot and kill. Ladies and gentlemen, we must turn back to God. We must turn back to God's word. We must confess our sins and ask God to heal our land. The only hope we have is true, heartfelt revival, and revival begins in the heart of the child of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder.